Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish, Mawson, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. If this is your first time tuning into our podcast, maybe you're just beginning a new liturgical year like we are and coming up with a new habit, that's great. And I want to welcome you. And for those who've been listening all along, we want to welcome you as well. And we're going to ask you all to share what you hear here and tell people where to find it. Remember, we are at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL. And after that, our program drops at CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com, in which case you can listen to it anytime after that. Well, it is Monday, and Monday is when we bring you the homily that I give over the weekend. And this particular homily obviously focuses on the first week of Advent. And I'm focusing on an interesting concept that we of Catholics have, but also something that I think many times we haven't been as versed in this as we should. And the saints talked about this all along. So I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is. I'm going to let you find that out during the homily. But in the meantime, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The homily here was from Luke, and it talks about how Jesus tells us to be vigilant and always be prepared. So we're going to look at to see how that plays it out in our modern world today and how we look at it from that perspective. So here we go over to St. Anthony.
We're looking at the Gospel of Luke. Luke is known, it's the third Gospel written and the third in the New Testament. It is known to be more a social justice Gospel. Father Rufus Pereira out of India, the late Father Rufus Pereira, used to preach in Brazil how it is believed that it is actually focused more towards women. So that's going to be something to look at during the year. As this liturgical year begins, as they all do in Advent, meaning towards the coming, we look towards the first time Jesus came in our celebration, and then we look actually prepare ourselves for when he's coming again. So that's what Advent is all about. And it's kind of like the last weeks of the liturgical year, but little twist on it, a little bit more positive. But today's gospel brings up an interesting comment, and it's all about becoming people who prepare ourselves, as Jesus says, to be vigilant. But notice carefully, there's an interesting phrase in there. I want to look a little bit more carefully at that. Jesus talks about how we have to be careful we don't get lost in drinking and carousing. Well, that's an interesting set of words, and of course, we do believe, as our faith, we do believe in morality, and of course, we don't necessarily believe, well, we don't believe in getting drunk and carousing, but as Catholics, we take that from a different perspective than other Christian religions. You know, there are some who take it very literally, and so they do not drink and they do not dance. And a good example of where that plays itself out in a good story is in Footloose, the movie Footloose. Of course, there was an accident that also added to this, but the movie Footloose was all about working against this very strict interpretation that says that means no drinking, no dancing. We as Catholics believe very strongly in the words of St. Augustine, all things in moderation. So we believe that. We believe it's perfectly okay to engage in a lot of those things properly and in moderation. And so we do. Obviously, if we focus our whole life on drinking and carousing, which none of us do, but if we focused our whole life on that, then we would be focused on ourselves and blind to the Lord. Which brings us to the other interesting set of words in there. Drinking, carousing, and the anxieties of life. So if you spend your whole life focused, choosing not to be involved in drinking and carousing, and you try to take a very sober look at life, but you also get lost in anxieties, you're going to end up in the same place. And look at what he says. It's fascinating. Don't get lost in the anxieties of life. Wow, that's powerful, meaning that's just as bad as drinking and carousing. In fact, in three places, Jesus spoke out against anxiety. The Sermon on the Mount, the parable of the sower, and here. And the other writers of the New Testament did the same thing. St. Paul said in Philippians, dismiss all anxiety from your mind. St. Peter said to bring your cares before the Lord because he cares for you, all calling us not to get lost in anxiety. St. Teresa of Avila said, let nothing disturb you, God is near. And St. Padre Pio of Petroclina said, pray, hope, and never worry. So the concept of not being people who get lost in anxiety is a very powerful and true concept. It is what we're called to do as Christians, but obviously the question is, how do we do that? And the answer is, because we all know anxiety can really overtake us, the answer is we have to take everything to prayer. I was talking on the radio the other day, and I know from my own experience growing up, prayer was not as emphasized as much as it should be. And so prayer is what monks did and nuns did and everything else in monasteries. But no, we're called to be rooted in prayer every day, and so the anxieties of life are things you bring in prayer. You bring your feelings in prayer. You tell the Lord why you're struggling, what you're worried about, and all that. And you bring your joys in prayer. It's an essential aspect of who we are as Catholics, just as essential as believing that Jesus raised from the dead. Something else there that's kind of interesting, because as I'm doing my research for the homily, I found an interesting line, actually a life-changing line. Occasionally that pops up, and this was a life-changing line. And what did that line say? It's from St. Thomas Aquinas. He asked what appears to be a very benign question. Why didn't Jesus write anything down? Benign question, sounds easy enough. He's going to dedicate a whole part of Summa Theologica to it. And he draws upon St. Augustine, who lived about 900 years before him, and St. Thomas Aquinas lived in the 13th century, which is about, if my math is right, which probably isn't, what's that, 800 years ago? So we're talking this huge span plus the gospel. And St. Augustine said the reason why Jesus didn't write anything down, it's important to look at it this way. Imagine he had a secretary or someone, one of the apostles, writing down. They'd think he was important, so they write down every word. Some person has a question, and the question's written down, and every word that Jesus says is written down. None of that happened, and so we have no collection of his essential writings except for we see in the Gospels. And St. Augustine said there's a reason for that. And the reason is, if all of that was written down, it would be set in stone and we would have a very superficial understanding of who Jesus was and how to live the gospel. It would be fundamentalist. It would be very superficial. Where in fact, when we bring our prayer to Christ and we bring our daily issues, which change, they're very different in some cases than what happened 2,000 years ago, we can have that input from the Lord. We can take everything to the Lord and say, Lord, you've got to show me how to deal with this, because that way we have a deeper understanding, and that's what St. Augustine said. We're called to have a more profound understanding, and the reason why they didn't have that understanding back then is they weren't ready to accept the answer. They didn't have the capacity to accept an answer that we would understand today. So it's a powerful reality there. And then we go back to that warning about the anxieties of life. We know what we're called to do. We know what's being said there. To reach into our prayer, to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, you have to get me through this. How are you going to do that? Help me to get through this. And in that, we learn how to be closer to Christ. We draw a whole new way of viewing our faith with God, and we continue to walk down the path that he's leading us to in this entire year.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the program. You can listen to previous homilies and previous programs. You can check out the Substack newsletter if you want to do that. Also our blog. By the way, where it says podcast videos, you can check there. And I list on a weekly basis the top 10 programs over the past 4 weeks, which ones were most downloaded. I can't do it for radio, obviously, but for which ones were most downloaded of the past 4 weeks, you can check that out, see which ones that you've listened to and not, but you can do that over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also send us a feedback. Let us know if you're listening to the program, what you enjoy, what you don't like even. Let us know. And then you can also donate to the program if you want to support us. Just go to CatholicAudioMedia.com/donate. You can also write to us at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. And by the way, starting today, you have a standing invitation, to our 5:30 p.m. Mass at 43 Holton Street in Alston. You're welcome to come and attend our Mass. You can also, you have a standing invitation, obviously, to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. And finally, we're beginning a novena to the Immaculate Conception on tomorrow. And it's going to be 9 days right up until December 8th. So all of that is going on. Well, the program, of course, the homily rather, talked about how anxiety is such a danger to our spiritual life. And I was fascinated when I first learned that, when I first discovered that many years ago, how dangerous anxiety is. We can be focused on the road to perdition in the fact of partying atmosphere or whatever, but a lot of people don't think of anxiety as just as dangerous. And so that's why going to your prayer and asking the Lord to help you in your most difficult situations are most important. St. Rose said, if we knew how much our difficulties brought us closer to God, we'd ask for more of them. Personally, I'll take her word for that. In any case, thank you for listening to our program. We are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon right here on WROL. We'll be back tomorrow with more from St. Anthony Parish. We're here in Alston, Massachusetts. Massachusetts at 43 Holton Street. You can also check us on the web and please send us feedback. Please let us know what you think. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll see you tomorrow. In Cristo vivimos.